Exit Phil Moss, enter Robbie Slater, one of Northern Spirit's finest. Hello, Robbie.
Oh, I don't put it like that. Exit Phil Moss into Robbie Slater. It sounds like I've done him in.
Didn't you? That's what we heard.
Yeah, I probably did, yeah. Well, you know.
It's a bloodless coup, Robbie.
Dog eat dog.
What does Ray Warren say? Step over the carcass. Step over the carcass.
Beautiful.
Let's talk about... Yeah, let's talk about this game, Sydney FC against the Melbourne Victory, an own goal, so no Sydney FC player has scored just yet. But I tell you what, they talk about it as a rivalry. The last five Sydney FC have won, Robbie. You wonder where the rivalry is.
That's it. Yeah, and look, to be fair, Victory a bit underdone because, of course, they're all missing three major players, Taurisi, Milligan, and for the Socceroos. They'll play for the Socceroos on Tuesday, of course, against Syria and big World Cup qualifier at ANZ, and Costa Barbarousis is away with New Zealand. So, a little bit underdone. But it was a tense game. It wasn't one of the greatest big blues, what they call these games. They're very tense. Sydney were a bit flat, to be fair, and Victory were brave, but just didn't have that quality to get a goal or trouble, really, the Sydney defence. Another clean sheet for Sydney. Kept 16 clean sheets last season. And they've started off with what is a big win.
Yeah, good morning, Robbie. Thanks for joining us, Robbie. I was going to ask you about the defensive aspects of Sydney FC. And I know it's only one game. We're only just starting into the new season. But what did you make of Sydney FC? This is their title defence. And as you mentioned again, that defensive war was there.
Well, Graham Arnold coached sides... notoriously start off slow. The fitness trainer who's gained a massive reputation, who's travelled everywhere with Arnie since he was at the Mariners, Andrew Clark, he prepares the team for the season, which means that, you know, when they start, they're not at their peak because the idea is you get better as the season goes on. So that's the theory anyway. So they'll be delighted with a win over Melbourne Victory, but certainly defensively, 16 clean sheets, as I said, last season. And again, last night, that defensive wall with Wilkinson, they got the Dutchman Bosch there. They were missing Michael Zule, the regular left back, and you know, sort of struggled for a little while in that first 25 minutes with that adjustment. But once they did, I mean, Melbourne Victory, as I said, plenty of energy, plenty of enthusiasm, but never really looked like scoring. And this is one of the things of very good sides is that, you know, when they're not at their best, they still manage to win. And that's what they did. They ground out a result last night.
Jets 5, Mariners 1 after Mariners led 1-0. Why or how on earth did Roy O'Donovan leave the Mariners and get to the Jets?
I know. And look, you talk about rivalry and, you know, that's a no-no. You don't go from the Mariners to the Jets or vice versa. But Roy O'Donovan did. And, yeah, look, I mean, he obviously had a get-out clause to be able to get out of the Mariners.
Right.
And they made him pay. I mean, his third fastest hat-trick in the A-League's history. But still a massive upset. I mean, the F3 Derby, Newcastle have had the wood over Central Coast for a couple of years now. But, you know, they've obviously done a lot of work, Central Coast, because they pulled in a great crowd, over 12,000.
Yeah.
One of the biggest crowds for a long, long time. And to be smashed at home 5-1 because that is a smashing. Yeah. Very disappointing for the work that the backroom staff have put in.
A couple of games today, Robbie, but really interested in your thoughts on the Wanderers. What would that Popovich decision last Sunday to leave the club, what would it do to them ahead of their clash against Perth and also Wellington, Phoenix and Adelaide?
Yeah, Ray, it'll be interesting to see the effect. They'll be playing out at Spotless where they had a tough time last season.
Yeah.
Losing a coach, an all-encompassing coach who's there from day one, he built, really helped build this club. What effect that'll have on the group because a lot of players, well, all the players he signed, and particularly the new ones.
Yep.
And we had Alvaro Segura, the new Spanish player, on Fox Sports saying that, he signed because of the coach. The coach convinced him, he liked what he said, and the culture he had. So it'll be interesting. And for me, they need to appoint someone very, very quickly or their season could become derailed. But for today, it'll be interesting. I think Perth have picked up some some pretty good players. They got their own Spanish influence, of course. Castro's a wonderful player. And I've tipped a bit of an upset here, Perth against Western Sydney, just given the effect of the loss of the coach. And they're pretty ordinary form of spotless. It'll be interesting to find out. And for Wellington v Adelaide, Wellington missing two or four players for the same reason Victory are or were, because of international duty with New Zealand.
Mm.
So that'll be a tough one. Adelaide had a terrific pre-season. They're in the semi-finals of the FFA Cup, of course, where they'll play the Wanderers. So I'm tipping Adelaide to win over in Wellington. So there you go. In the first round, I'm tipping three away win.
There you go. Well, let's hope it's not an away win on Tuesday night. Australia.
Exactly right, Jimmy. We don't want an away win on Tuesday night, for goodness sake.
Well, how do we, all right, what do we take out of the 1-1? I mean, that's been dissected a lot.
We take the result.
Yeah, yeah.
We take the result because it's, take the fact that we couldn't put Syria away, and that's no disrespect to them, but that's the truth.
Mm.
But on the face of it, you take the result, which is a good result. You've scored an away goal.
What was it, a penalty though, Robbie? Was it a penalty? The Lecky challenge?
I can see why it's given. Harsh. Enough, yeah. Is it a soft penalty? Yes. But is there contact? Yes.
Okay, fair enough.
Right. For me, it was a bit of a hometown decision, but that's what you get when you're playing away from home.
That's right. And we are presuming that they get the job done on Tuesday night,
right? Yeah, look, I think we will. The next one's going to be more difficult. We're going to know a little bit better. And what is it now? So a bit, just over 20 minutes from now, Costa Rica will kick off against Honduras.
Yep.
USA smashed Panama 4-0. USA look like they'll qualify. They've got Trinidad at the bottom and with only 3 points in that group. That's their last game on Wednesday morning. So we'll miss out on a double game against the USA. Honduras, they got Mexico, they got Costa Rica, as I said, in 20 minutes, away from home. That's tough. They got Mexico at home, we're already qualified. We'd rather have Panama, I think, than Honduras, but we're just going to have to wait and see. We'll know Wednesday morning, but first,
get through Tuesday night.
Get the job done Tuesday night.
All right, well, you can earn your Spurs here with the listeners. If Adelaide United get up and Perth Glory get up, they'll be loving Robbie Slater. We love you too, mate. We appreciate your time this morning.
Mate, otherwise you could have Phil Moss back
there. Polite inquiries as to what Phil Moss is doing next Sunday.
Exactly. All right, see you, boys.
Good on you, mate. Robbie Slater from Fox Sports. You can catch him.
Impressive debut.
He was good. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, if he gets those two up, Ray, highly impressive with the listeners, you would have thought.